to me, the two obvious choices are either number three or number four. Number four would give 25% of the tax to the Board of Education to use for whatever their needs are, roofing, maintenance. Then it would provide a $400,000 cap to hire 8 school resource officers. So they would also get the benefit of having school resource officers in every school. And then any remainder left over from the tax after that goes to fund our public safety needs in the county. Where option three is to start off splitting it with $100,000 for 2 resource officers and adding 2 resource officers a year as we go on. And should we be able to find grants to cover the school resource officers, the Board of Education would be able to keep that money instead of spending it on a school resource officer.